Hi everyone, I'm Stephen Downs, with S's at the beginning and end of my name. Welcome once again to Ethics, Analytics, and the Duty of Care. We're still in Module 1, and this is the fourth video in Module 1. And we're looking now at what we mean by ethics. And we're going to take a broad scope look at it and try to narrow in on what we think ethics actually means, the term ethics actually means for the purpose of this course. Now, just a terminological note, the word ethics ends with an S. We could think of it as a singular. What is ethics? We could think of it as a plural. What are ethics? We could talk about something like ethics is one of those subjects that each of us feels we have an understanding for. Or we could say that ethics are important in a human life. Either way, we'd probably be grammatically correct. So I'm going to be a bit indifferent on whether I treat the word ethics as singular or plural. It's really going to depend on context. Usually I'll default to the singular. Ethics is a single subject. But sometimes we'll talk about it in the plural, as in the sense of there are many ethics to consider here. It really depends on context. So, what are ethics? What is ethics as a subject? Well, it's one of those subjects that we all think we know what it is. And usually, for most of us, it involves some combination of integrity principles, morality, honor, choice, conscience, fairness, responsibility, etc. But it's a volatile mix of subjects, and it's not always a mix that we come to agreement on. And we all think we have a pretty good grasp on the role that ethics plays in life. But again, some people consciously seek out to live deeply ethical lives, while others just view it as that voice in the back of their head reminding them what they should or shouldn't do, but it's not really a top priority. What we can say about ethics is that it's a subject that's 2,500 years old or more. That's about how far the written record goes. There's a history of deep and often contentious discussion on the subject. And that discussion continues to this day. What do we mean by ethical? There are different ways we can look at it. It can include or describe an outcome that was an ethical outcome. It can describe a type of process. It can describe the set of values that we hold or the set of principles that we follow. These are ethical principles. Ethics can be arrived at or reasoned about in different ways. At first glance, we might just think, well, everyone knows what right is and what wrong is. But they arrive at this understanding in different ways. For some people, ethics is something that is discovered in the world. Maybe they're looking at the natural state of humanity, the way Rousseau did. Maybe they're looking at it from a biological or evolutionary perspective. For others, Ethics is something that we create. J.L. Mackey, for example, writing his book Ethics, Inventing Right and Wrong. And maybe it is just something that we create in order to perhaps produce social cohesion or some other political purpose. For others, ethics is something that is revealed, something that comes down quite literally on tablets from the mountain. And there is no rational basis for ethics. There just is a sense of right and wrong. Ethics might find itself applying to many different topics and coming from many different domains. Ethics might involve rights and fairness, justice, equality, diversity, access, or it might involve biology, religion, science, psychology, humanities, law, numerous different subjects. They're all going to both be influenced by ethics and have an impact on ethics. There's another entirely different stream of thought that describes ethics as being based on virtue and character, perhaps as described by Aristotle in ancient Greece. And we think of the ethical person as the person who displays such qualities as wisdom, courage, humanity, transcendence, justice, moderation, or pick your set of qualities. Reasonableness, rationality, kindness, care. Ethics also, because we're not done yet, is generally thought of as speaking to what actions to take. And there are different ways of expressing this, and these all correspond to different ways of thinking about ethics. It might describe actions we should take. You should give to the poor. It might describe actions that we ought to take. You ought to pick up after yourself in the cafeteria. Or sometimes it talks about actions we must take. You must be fair in hiring decisions. And counter to that, ethics also describes or can describe the opposite of these. Things that we should not do, things that we ought not do, things that we must not do. Ranging from simple infractions like perhaps lying or leaving out aspects of a story to more significant infractions like stealing or killing or copyright infringement. That was a joke, that last, just in case you didn't get it. We can also talk about what ethics is by talking about what it is not. And here I'm following Velasquez et al. 2009. But I agree with these. One thing ethics is not is that it's not the same as a feeling. For example, we would not say that simply because something is repugnant or offensive, it is unethical. Something can be repugnant or unethical, like, for example, pugs, without being unethical. Repugnant or offensive without being unethical. I'm making a joke about pugs, but I'm thinking about, you know, maybe a dirty trash in the backyard, the downstairs part of an outhouse, etc. All of these are repugnant and offensive, but they're not necessarily unethical. And more to the point, simply because we find them repugnant or offensive, it does not follow necessarily that they're unethical. We want a bit more of a story there, whatever that story might happen to be, but we want more of a story. What else is ethics not? Well, it's not the same as religion. For one thing, we think of ethics as being broader than religion, in the sense that most people, I think, do not think that ethical behavior is limited to those of one particular denomination, of one particular religion. Nobody believes that only Zoroastrians can be ethical. At least I don't think they believe that. But there are also other reasons why we would say ethics isn't the same as religion. It's arguable, as Kai Nielsen argues, that we can be ethical without religion. Ethics Without God is the name of his book. Conversely, it seems to me certainly possible that a person can be religious but be unethical. And even more to the point, the domain of ethics very often, it seems, extends beyond the domain of religion, beyond the domain of spirituality. And you think of, for example, copyright, and you wonder what the Bible would have said about copyright. And honestly, I don't think we know. So it's not the same. That doesn't mean that there are no religious arguments for or against propositions in ethics. It doesn't mean there's not a religious dimension to the subject, and there certainly can be, especially for people who are religious, but they're not the same. Ethics, similarly, is not the same as culture or cultural norms. Again, just like religion, cultural norms may influence our ethical decisions, and our ethics may influence our cultural norms. One would hope that they do, but they're different. Different cultures, for one thing, define ethics differently. For example, we can distinguish between compliance-oriented cultural perspectives as opposed to value-oriented perspectives, as opposed to, say, libertarian perspectives where it doesn't matter. Also, arguably, some cultural practices appear obviously wrong. Slavery is a good example. Cannibalism is another. Human sacrifice. These are generally thought of as bad things, at least today by us in our society. But there were cultures and times when these practices were deemed as ethically okay, and indeed sometimes even ethically required. Certainly to appease the volcano, it's the only right thing you can do, right? So there is a distinction to be drawn between what is normal in a culture and what is ethical. Additionally, cultural norms may go well beyond ethics. In our culture, it's normal to wear blue jeans. Is it wrong to wear blue jeans? Not in our culture. In other cultures, in other circumstances, it certainly is. So ethics is not the same as culture. Ethics is not the same as science either. And again, we have the situation where science may influence ethics and ethics may influence science. Now, certainly the evidence matters. Well, maybe I shouldn't say certainly. Maybe we can just sit here and just make up ethics. Or if they're revealed ethics, perhaps the evidence doesn't matter. But arguably, the evidence matters. Certainly, when we're talking about ethics, we need to take into account how we should regard evidence and what counts as evidence. But even that said, there's a long-standing argument in philosophy that what ought to be the case does not follow from what is the case. For example, someone might argue that it is against human nature to fly. It does not follow from that that flying is ethically wrong. Now, you could substitute your own practice or behavior for the word fly. We still have the same form of argument here. And the argument suggests that what is the case here does not inform what is ethically right or wrong. One might say that what is the case informs what is ethically possible. And there's another dictum in ethics. The expression ought implies can. That if you ought to do something, that can be true only if you can do something. You ought to save the drowning person, for example, only if you can save the drowning person. And there's good argument for that, and there's actually argument against that as well. But we can see how what we know about science and what we are able to reasonably predict as consequences can be something that informs what ethics apply in this particular case. To wrap up in a final segment of this talk, let's think about a few things that ethics might be. And by might be, what I mean here is that maybe this is a good approach for thinking about ethics, maybe it's not. And it's the sort of questions, these are the sorts of questions that we're going to want to think about. One that I see quite a bit is that ethics is a framework for making decisions. So it's a tool, essentially. And the idea here is that analytics and related technologies pose dilemmas for practitioners. And ethics is a framework or a tool that allows them to make the right choice when they're facing these dilemmas, whatever that might be. Other people, and here I'm thinking of Neil Selwyn, but also many others, might argue that ethics is inherently political. And there's a point to be made here. Certainly there's a strong relation between ethics and politics, and we would like our politics to be ethical. And sometimes we'd like our ethics to be political, sometimes we'd like our ethics to inform policy. I think there's a divide between them. I don't think ethics should govern everything in politics. And I don't think politics governs everything in ethics. There may be a cause-effect relationship here, or there may simply be an overlap or a commonality of topics being discussed or categories being considered. Ethics, to wrap up, might also be rational. And, you know, that implies that ethics might also be irrational. We'll explore that. But certainly there's the sense that ethics at least includes some sort of sense of rationality, reasonableness, or decision-making. Certainly, The philosophy of Immanuel Kant makes that suggestion explicitly, that ethics is within the domain of reason, within the domain of practical reason, and that the idea of being able to make the right or wrong decision about something is something that is inherent to rationality, and indeed inherent to being a human being, and in particular a spiritual human being. And we certainly use reason a lot when we're talking about ethics. And it's interesting because the topic of artificial intelligence or analytics also brings into question the concept of rationality. Zwicky, Ritter, and others write, the concept of rational agents is central to artificial intelligence. So ethics often depicts its subjects, either us or machines or institutions or systems, as rational agents trying to determine reasonably and responsibly what is right and what is wrong. So my question, which I'll raise to wrap up this video, is can we do that? Is it reasonable to suggest that we use reason in order to address ethical questions? Or is there something more subtle at work here? And I'm going to suggest through the weeks and months of this course that, yeah, there is something a lot more subtle happening here. I don't think ethics really is any of these three things. A framework, a type of politics, or a branch of reason. I think it's something different. And one of the things about the duty of care that appeals to me is that it gives us a mechanism that allows us to get at that sense of what's different about ethics. But of course, we've got a lot of thinking and talking to do before we get to that point. So that wraps up this video. I've got one more of these videos, these talking head videos to do before we get into the discussion for tomorrow. I might not actually produce it until after we do the discussion tomorrow. And that's a video looking at what we mean by analytics. But I'll cover that when we get to it. The next scheduled event, therefore, is the discussion, which takes place on Zoom tomorrow, which is to say Friday, October 15 at noon Eastern, and I hope to see you there. And so, bye for now.